you need to do things right if you want to stay in a country. It's a way to show respect and love for the country you are planning to leave.
Today on Becoming American, from the KSMU Sense of Community series, we meet Ilda Lorando, who, with her husband, Alan, and their three children, live just outside the Springfield city limits on the southwest side. Alan Lorando is an American citizen born and bred, but his wife's path to U.S. citizenship started south of the border.
Ilda Lorando, I was born in Mexico City. I'm a lawyer. I used to work for the federal government, the health department. We moved to USA 5 years ago.
Among the first requirements for citizenship, according to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, the USCIS, is be a permanent resident, hold a green card for at least 5 years. Ilda, the H is silent. Ilda Lorando says complete honesty is the key when filling out paperwork for the green card and Form N-400, the 20-page document that is the application for naturalization.
Yes, I remember the first time when we were applying for my resident card, the green card. The first time I entered to that office, they have a huge pile of documents just of me. So they investigate everything from my country, different agencies. So they know. Don't try to fool them, because they will know.
Ilda Lorando also offers this advice to others who want to become American citizens.
Study, be prepared, try to be confident, don't lie, and enjoy the moment, because even it can be scary. I was very scared, my hands were sweaty and everything. Just enjoy it, because it's an incredible experience that we are very blessed to be able to live. And if someone out there is trying to get their papers, just enjoy it and study. And not only study for the test. It's amazing to have information and history about the country that now it's ours too. So do it for that too, not only for the test.
Ilda Lorando hopes to one day take the bar exam here, but for now is greatly enjoying being a stay-at-home mom for Sebastian, Jordana, and Samantha, ages 6 years, 3 years, and 9 months, respectively.
Exactly. Can I just say it again?
Another one. Ilda Lorando became a U.S. citizen on 12 December 2018 at a ceremony in the federal courthouse in Kansas City. Getting to that point included studying for and passing the naturalization test, in which the applicant must demonstrate the ability to speak, write, and read English, and in the civics and U.S. government component, correctly answer at least 6 random questions out of a list of 100 possible. Ilda Lorando says she's grateful to Springfield's Grupo Latino Americano for helping her study for that test.
They have different programs to help Latinos. I attend to the citizenship one. They gave us copies of the 100 questions that we have to learn and to memorize and understand that it's about the civics and history of the USA, and we have to learn them and be prepared.
Do you remember any of the questions you were asked?
I remember it was what was the purpose of the Constitution of the United States, how many judges, what was something Benjamin Franklin was famous for, where was the Statue of the Liberty, also, who were the fathers of the Constitution.
Did you find out the results of the test the same day you took it?
Yes, actually, I was face-to-face with the officer, the immigration officer, and he told me, yeah, you pass. I was so, so happy to receive that. The excitement in my heart, very emotions, their happiness, and I couldn't believe it. It was like, oh my gosh, I passed. But of course, we have to wait until the ceremony to be a citizen. I have to wait, I think, 2 weeks, but it was pretty fast.
And let's get just a little further into that. The moment you took the oath and you became that person, that U.S. citizen, let's go deep into your heart for that moment, too.
It was happy. Everyone talking with our different accents because of our mother languages. At the same time, we were patient, but we couldn't wait to raise our hands and say, yes, we are Americans. What can I tell you? Since we moved here, we wanted to do things right. We wanted to achieve that moment. But when you think of that, you see it like something that you never know if it's going to happen, you know? And then it happened. It was in my heart like many, many different emotions, happiness, excitement, that I can't believe it, we did it. At the same time, I wanted to cry of happiness. I don't know, so, so happy that we now belong to this country. But at the same time, the judge mentioned something that we all were very happy, and he told us that even though we are American citizens, he was asking us to never forget where we were and to bring our culture every time, because United States was a nation of immigrants, so we should be proud and never forget where we were from. So I think that was amazing. Even though we are Americans now, our heart is also from another country, and that was very powerful and valuable for immigrants like me. After that, I think we clap and we start taking pictures. We were with our families, hugging our families, taking pictures with our certificates. So, so happy to see that all the little steps that we did, they were worth it.